brothers and sisters, as you can see from our young people here in the blue t-shirts, something very special occurred today. Today we had our confirmation retreat. So our young people are going to be receiving the sacrament of confirmation this Tuesday. Bishop Burbage will be here to administer the sacrament. So I ask you to please keep them in your prayers. So the purpose of this homily is more focused towards them, but hopefully you'll all get something out of it too. So, today, and I know you're a little bit weary because it's been a long day, we've talked about the importance of the sacrament of confirmation, how it does leave that permanent seal on your soul, that you do receive that sacred character, and just as the apostles received the gifts of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, so you too receive those. In all, you're called to be the soldier of Christ, to go out and share in his mission just as the apostles did. Well, let's have a little analogy. A while back, Father Farrell and I went to see the movie Hacksaw Ridge. Did any of you see that? Hopefully. I'm sure some of you did. Based on a true story. A story about a man named Desmond Doss, who, when he was 18 years old, joined the Army. This was in 1945, at the time of World War II. The problem was, though, he was what we called a conscientious objector, meaning that he wanted to serve his country, but he, because of his strong Christian beliefs, refused to engage in combat, to carry weapons, to kill. So, even though he was persecuted at times for this stand, nevertheless, he continued on, he trained as a medic, and was assigned to a division. The time comes in the early part of May, May 1st to May 5th, when the Army is going to take Okinawa. It's one of those islands on the stepway to Japan. It was a very bad, vicious battle. And their job was to take Hacksaw Ridge. So first of all, they had to scale this ridge. You can imagine doing that with ropes and so on. And then at the top, you face the Japanese. So you have to imagine just being that soldier going from the bottom, climbing these rope ladders, facing the top, and not really knowing what you're going to find except the enemy. So they went up there, and there's this battle. And then there's a counterattack. And the counterattack was very hard on the Americans. There were like over 100 wounded left up there. Many were able to escape. Night falls. Well, Desmond Doss, the medic, stayed up there. And during the course of the night, he rescued, it is said in the citation, 75, although his fellow soldiers said it was more like 100, other soldiers one by one. So he would go, take one, bring that soldier back, lower that soldier down to where the other troops were so that that man could receive medical care. Each time he did this, he just said a little prayer, "Please God, let me save one more." And he did that each time. Like I mentioned, he saved 75 in the citation, probably 100. Sometimes he had to go even 100 yards within 20 feet of the Japanese line to bring these wounded back. But he did so. And finally, he went down himself. He had to receive medical care, and for 5 years, he went through different kinds of therapy and so on. But for this, after the war, President Truman awarded him the Medal of Freedom. He's the only soldier we know who is a conscientious objector who received that medal. Now, why is this? So here we have this man, because of his faith, was truly a soldier of Christ. Well, put it in your own lives. You receive the sacrament of confirmation Tuesday. As St. Paul says, you go out to fight the good fight, the battle for Christ. You don't do this alone, because you're part of an army too, but an army we call the church. Jesus says, where there's two or more gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst. So it's one thing to say, yes, I have a personal relationship with the Lord, and that's very important, and to take time to pray each day and develop that relationship. But it's also important to remember, you belong to a church. You belong to this army of believers, and we're working together to carry on the mission of Christ, to establish His kingdom, and in many ways to fight evil. We're here to prepare the way for Christ to come again. As I mentioned earlier, never forget, the Catholic Church is still here because it's Christ's church. Christ founded it. He entrusted the authority of the apostles, and so many faithful have carried on that mission. You have your confirmation saints. You think of how they had such an impact upon the world because they were real soldiers of Christ. So always remember, you're part of that army. And as part of that army, right here at Mass, we're in the presence of Christ. We hear His voice in the words of sacred Scripture. We receive His life through the Holy Eucharist. Never forget that, so that you aren't alone. We're together. Christ is with us. And when we leave here, we go forward to fight that good fight. So in one way, we fight it by doing the good deeds. St. Paul reminds us in Romans that the second commandment is, love your neighbor as yourself. So you do the good deeds. As a confirmed Catholic, you aren't called to just be like everybody else who may say, cheating's okay, lying's okay, drinking's okay, sex is okay. You're called to be a Christian and to show the goodness of living the faith, to be an honest person, to be truthful, to care for others, to help those who are in need. That's what it means to do the good of Christ. Secondly, you're a soldier that fights against error. You'll find error. Error a lot of times because of ignorance. I'll tell you a story. We had a young lady, she's now in college, but this is back in her days of high school. And so, confirmed, she's in a history class somewhere junior, senior year, and she has a teacher who is rather ignorant of the faith and even rather hostile. So she is listening one day, and the teacher says that St. Paul was the first pope. She said, excuse me, St. Peter was the first pope. They had a debate. Student was right, of course. Then time goes on. Constantine founded the Catholic Church. Excuse me, Jesus founded the Catholic Church. And then time goes on, and teacher says, well, Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared in 1531 in Mexico, and then the Catholic Church canonized her. Excuse me, Our Lady of Guadalupe is the Blessed Mother Mary, who is Jesus' mother and is in heaven. And it went on. But you know what? She's the only one that had the courage to speak up. And because of that, she saved others from continuing on in ignorance, including her teacher. Don't be afraid to speak the truth. You can do it with compassion. You can do it with charity. But speak the truth. Too many people are ignorant and also blinded in our world today. They don't know what's true. Third thing is, at times, you may have to care for the wounded. The wounded who have fallen because of sin. Or you may have to say to someone, don't you see where you're headed? You're going to end up in a disaster. Saint, our dear Lord reminds us that if you see someone, go to that person and correct that person. It might mean even two people going to that person. But we go to correct. We don't want to see someone end up in hell. But that's not easy either. To say to someone, don't you see that what you're doing is going to lead to destruction? As a priest over all these years, sometimes I've wondered how many people may have been saved from a drug addiction or an alcohol addiction or the surprise pregnancy, whatever it may be, if only someone would have said, don't you see this is leading to destruction, that this is a sin? We aren't doing that to condemn. We're doing that to save. And even when we find that wounded person, to say, you can always come and find forgiveness with our Lord. So here it is. You're called to be the soldier of Christ. And even though you're just starting high school, freshman year, nevertheless, you have your role to play. And you go to your high school, whether it's Dominion, it's Potomac Falls, whatever high school it is, and you're called to be like that apostle. Just as they went out to an unknown land, to unknown people, and eventually converted a pagan Roman Empire, so you're called to do your part. And you never know when someone might say, because of you and how you lived your faith, I want to believe too. May God bless you.